99.7 is your better music station.
Best known as frontman for Noiseworks, John Stevens continues to tour to packed venues around Australia. He's currently touring the country with his Raining Hits tour, and he's taken time out of his busy schedule to have a chat. Welcome to the program, John.
Thanks, Anne. How are you?
I'm very well, very excited. Now, you've had over three decades writing and touring, and you're one of the hardest working musicians in the business. Where does that energy and drive come from?
I guess a love of music, adventure, I suppose, because obviously all the travelling that a musician does, you either like it or you don't.
Exactly.
And most of the time I like it. I'm one of 11 children, so I've got relations in every port in Australia and New Zealand.
It wouldn't have been a surprise if you'd step back a little after you had a frightening wake-up call with the open heart surgery and then complications post-surgery. But no, you seem to have revved it up a notch. Do you think that that experience has made you push yourself even harder?
Oh, definitely. It's like hitting a brick wall, really, where you just take stock of your life and go, oh, my goodness, I'm very, very lucky to be here.
Exactly.
And, my appreciation, just went through the roof of just being alive with the people in my life and, family, friends, work, everything was just came into focus a lot more. It's why I just keep playing and I love it. And I love making people happy. Music is about making people happy and sharing an experience with people. And music is the great, common denominator. And
it is.
I just love it. And I love making people happy with music, and that's what I do. And it feels like a worthwhile life to me, being able to do that. So I'm very, very grateful.
Absolutely.
To do what I love, And, having kids and grandchildren, I got two grandchildren, and I've done pretty much, I've traveled the world many, many times doing shows and this, that, and the other thing. I just love it. I don't know. I'm just very lucky. And I just, I'm a great believer in, find out what it is you love in life. Do that,
Exactly.
Even find out what you like and do that. Because life's too short. And, you don't need to be wasting it on doing something you hate.
You don't
and
like.
Being unhappy.
Yeah. Going back a few years when Harry and Miller reinvented his Australian production of Jesus Christ Superstar, you played the role of Judas. Did you ever consider following the acting path instead of music?
I was approached to do all sorts of things, after the Superstar. I think, NIDA even approached me and asked me if I'd come to NIDA. And I just said, look, I can't. I'd love to, but I can't. I'm a working musician and I have a young family and I got to keep working. I can't, stop working and go to NIDA. And that was the reality for me even back then in 92.
Wow.
I was a working musician and I couldn't be part-time in something. I'm an all-or-nothing kind of guy.
Yeah.
So, music is it for me. That's what I've grown up doing and that's what I, believe is my, gift.
Your calling.
My calling, And so, going into the acting world that's for actors. I'm not good at pretending. Acting is a very interesting profession and one that requires a lot of skill and a lot of letting go, I suppose. For me, I do that in music. I clock into that sort of other space with writing songs.
You haven't been afraid of taking risks, and your latest album, Starlight, that must be right up there as one of the most memorable experiences because the album was co-written and produced with the great Dave Stewart. How did you come about that?
Dave and I, we met in 1987 when Noiseworks worked with the Eurythmics. We supported them here in Australia. Roll forward to 2016, I think we made that record, 2017, sorry. He didn't remember, but I certainly did. All I remember about that tour is that they were really nice to us. We were just a young nobody band, just starting out, and we're supporting the biggest band in the world, Eurythmics. And those guys were really nice to us, and they had no reason to be. But you know, I just remember that all these years later, and when I made an album called Woman, which came out in 2016 here in Sydney.
Yeah.
And after that, I still had all these songs, and I just wanted to use a producer on the next record. A friend of mine in London, a fellow by the name of Mark Cowan, I asked him, I said, do you know any producers? He said, I represent a few producers, and he rattled up a few names, and Dave Stewart was one of them. And I said, oh mate, I love Dave Stewart, you reckon you could send him some of my stuff? So, you know, Mark sent Dave the Woman album, and
fantastic.
Dave immediately called and said, when can we start?
Excellent. Look, you obviously love what you're doing, and you're so lucky to be on that journey. Writing and creative processes, do you prefer that side of it, or do you really love that energy touring and live performing side? Do you have a preference?
I don't have a preference. No. They each inhabit the same space at different times, you know. I mean, when you're on the road, I mean, honestly, it's a lot of boredom. There's a lot of travelling.
Yeah.
There's a lot of downtime, you know, for that 2 hours on stage or hour and a half. I mean, currently I'm on tour with the Red Hot Summer Tour around Australia. And, you know, we're doing like a 45-minute set. So you got to, you know, be ready and prepared to be maximum energy for a short space of time. And so the other 23 hours, you got to film. Because we don't sleep much, you know. And so, you know, when you're in a hotel room, you know, you're playing guitars, you're just recording ideas.
Yeah.
Eventually, you know, you just end up with like hundreds and hundreds of ideas. And when I come to my... I'd spent a couple of weeks in the studio just recently and just put down like 21 songs.
Wow.
You know, ideas, and just, you know, if some finished, most not finished, but just ideas for me to mull over while I'm on the road.
Yeah.
And you're always coming up with something. So... It's just like application really.
Yep.
I mean, for young musicians out there, I mean, just get into the creative space where you find your voice. You know, you find your way around the fretboard. You find a way around, you know, what's coming out of your head, out of your heart, your thoughts, you know, manifest. Your feelings manifest, you know, but as long as it's real to you as you're writing, you know, it's going to hold some meaning for you.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're a pop songwriter and you're writing for other people, well, you know, you kind of, you know, that you're writing for something else. Again, like writing for a film, you know. You're tailoring something. But if you're an artist, you're actually just writing from your own heart.
Exactly.
And your own thoughts and observations. So, yeah, that's all I do, really.
Yeah. Well, you've really taken some risks in your career. You lost a dear friend in Michael Hutchins, and I wasn't alone in thinking that you were the perfect fit as a front man for NXS. How difficult was that decision to walk away from the band?
At the time, it wasn't that difficult, really, because for a number of reasons, 4 years touring around the world, full on. My kids were young. I was away. You know, the longest time we were away was 3 months. But we'd go away for a month here, 2 months there, 3 months was the longest. And, 4 years of that and no creativity, no real creativity going on. It's just kind of going, I love you guys, but, you know.
Difficult.
Their manager at the time was very, very dubious, to say the least. Between their dubious manager and, the fact that 4 years went by and we weren't really doing anything substantial creatively.
Yeah.
It was my kids. You know, I was just missing my family like crazy.
Yeah, you can't get that time back with young kids. Yeah.
But you can justify it when you're doing your thing.
Yeah.
You can justify it, you know. And I got to a point where I couldn't actually justify it within myself to be away for those long periods for my family and everything else that was attached. So I sort of went, I'm going to go home and just do my own thing. Good luck, boys. See you later. And that's when they did the TV thing. But, you know, that whole TV thing was already... The manager's already sorting that out whilst I was in the band. So it was a bit of backdoor, bit of backstabbing going on with the dubious manager.
No wonder you said he was dubious.
Yeah, very dubious.
Well, this is the Raining Hits Tour. You'll be belting out tracks from Noiseworks, NXS and the Dead Daisies. I haven't mentioned the Dead Daisies. Will there be any surprises for the audience, John?
Surprises? I really like the fact I'm still alive. Isn't surprise to me.
Funny.
I think people that come to my shows, you know, they want to hear, you know, they want to hear the hits. They want to hear the songs they grew up with. And,
definitely.
And, you know, the NXS stuff. I mean, you know, they want to hear, I mean, that's been requested for years. And for years I didn't play it. And then, you know, I've just started playing a few more of their songs. You know, Andrew Farris, you know, came and played with us and said, mate, you should play more NXS.
Yeah.
I said, well, you wrote them, Andrew. That's your statement. Okay, cool. I will, because I love
love the music.
And people, you know, people really appreciate it. Love hearing those songs again, done properly, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
As I said, there's a lot of smiles and beautiful faces. People are, you know, just loving it. And I'm loving that. You know, I'm loving that being able to share that with them and have a great night, you know, because at our age, we're just having fun and sharing that experience of, you know, growing up with music that we love.
Yeah, well, I know there's plenty of adventures more to come for you.
Well,
this Saturday on the 9th of March, you can see and experience the incredible power of John Stevens at South Sydney Juniors. Don't miss it. Jump online and grab your tickets. John Stevens, it has been an absolute pleasure.
Likewise, Anne. Thanks very much.